friendly. They want to help you, and they're going to work with. They want you to be a customer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com. DriveChampaign.com, and discover just how good they are. News now.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Chicago police believe he was acting.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Jussie Smollett has turned himself in, now facing charges he staged the hate crime attack the actor claimed he was the victim of last month. Fox's Jeff Manasso live in Chicago.
Dave, Jussie Smollett, he's in police custody and awaits a bond hearing here in Cook County on a felony disorderly conduct charge, accused of making a false police report when the black gay actor said he was attacked last month by two men who he claimed said, "This is MAGA country," and hurled racist and anti-gay slurs, then put a noose around his neck. The charges, after two friends of Smollett testified before a grand jury that he paid them to do it. His attorneys have said that they intend to mount a vigorous defense, though if found guilty, he faces investigation costs and up to 3 years in prison, Dave.
Jeff, Christopher Hassan will be in court in Maryland today, a Coast Guard lieutenant accused of being a domestic terrorist with a lot of guns and ammo and a hit list of Democratic politicians and cable TV hosts. There's a summit on child sex abuse by priests at the Vatican. Cardinal Luis Tegel admits they've hurt their own church with...
Our lack of response to the suffering of victims, even to the point of rejecting them and covering up the scandal to protect perpetrators and the institution.
Secretary of State Pompeo reiterates to Fox this morning, a woman who left the U.S. and became an ISIS fighter's bride, Hoda Mutana, is no longer an American and has no right to return with her one-year-old son.
This is a woman who inflicted enormous risk on American soldiers, on American citizens. She's a terrorist. She's not coming back.
Mutana's attorney argues she was wrongfully stripped of her citizenship. Some kids remain hospitalized in suburban New York City the day after their mother was run over and killed outside a 7-Eleven in Rockland County. Police say a man intentionally drove into the family of eight after an argument over smoking. Police tasered, then arrested the driver, who is now charged with murder. This is Fox News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Well, Fox News has learned Special Counsel Mueller is winding down his Russia and Trump probe.
There has been no Russian collusion except by Hillary Clinton and Steele and all of those folks that were using the Russians to get dirt, even though it was fabricated.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, the president, has called this a witch hunt, but Democrats claim he's been trying to obstruct it and have their own investigations.
With reports swirling that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is ready to complete his investigation, President Trump noncommittal as to whether Attorney General Bill Barr should make the report public.
That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department.
Special counsel regulations say Mueller will have to submit a confidential report on Russia to Barr at the end of his work, while Barr would have to decide what to share with Congress. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Roger Stone returns to court today. The ex-Trump advisor charged with lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering. He asked answers of the judge in his case after posting an image online and putting that judge in the crosshairs of a gun. Democrats in Congress getting ready to try to block the president's declaration of a national emergency.
House Democrats plan to file a resolution as soon as tomorrow that would set up a vote within weeks to overturn President Trump's emergency declaration. A vote in the House would require a Senate vote shortly thereafter. And while Republicans control that chamber, several GOP senators have expressed concern about President Trump's executive action to secure border wall funding. Still, it's unlikely Congress has enough votes to override a promised veto by the president. President Trump says he has authority to reprogram funding for border security. More than a dozen states have already announced a lawsuit. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois' new governor, J.B. Pritzker's first budget for the state includes revenue from items like sports betting and legalizing marijuana. Those two things are not legal in Illinois right now, but his proposal includes more than $1 billion from legalizing recreational marijuana and sports betting. He also would impose a tax on insurance companies. He wants to raise $20 million from a tax on plastic bags and raise cigarette and e-cigarette taxes. He is pushing for a progressive income tax. An Illinois senator wants to strike a requirement for recently released prison inmates to reimburse the state for the cost of their incarcerations. The bill from State Senator Robert Peters is passed a committee, now goes to the full Senate for consideration. WEEK said Peters said, quote, "It is ridiculous that a provision like this even exists in the first place." You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audio book is on us.
8:07. Good morning. ESPN 93.5. 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Loving the sunshine. We've got a high near 40 today. More clouds and a slight chance of precipitation. Low 25 into the evening tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a high 43, low 33. 20% chance of precipitation later. 90% shot at showers on Saturday's forecast. High 51, low 31. Things will be switching up for us. Sunny and high 37. Come Sunday. Right now, we're 32, ESPN 93.5.
All righty. We've talked about a whole bunch of issues, the Illinois budget. We also talked a little about Oregonians maybe allowing their 16-year-olds to now vote.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. They're going to put that on the 2020 ballot. And being Oregon, I bet it passes. Oregon's a lot more liberal. Man, I don't know if a 16-year-old's ready to vote. I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Why not a 14-year-old? I don't know. I guess the justification is, well, 16, you can try it as a criminal. As an adult, rather. Maybe you ought to be able to vote and make choices.
I see.
It's all stemming from the school shooting, which if anyone has a solution for that, I'm all ears. Because I don't. And I try and think out of the box. I don't know how you do it with 500 million guns out there. I don't like it. There's too many deaths with guns. I'm totally in on that. And then my latest solution is, well, if you're caught with an illegal weapon, you automatically have a jail sentence. And that would probably lean toward people of less means. And maybe ethnic groups, and then you'll be targeted as a racist, and then you'll have prison space and everything else. So, I mean, listen, we know a whole lot of guns are absolutely illegal. There's no FOID card. Nobody does it. It's just weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So you go confiscate them, and if you're caught with an illegal one without the process, it's automatic jail. But we don't have enough prison space for that. So I don't know. I just know that it's... It's okay. I'm all for the Second Amendment, but legally, but some people, you see the guy here in this county, was arrested for the 15th time?
15th time.
Driving without a license.
That's right.
So laws don't mean anything to folks. It doesn't matter what laws you write.
I think three of them were DUIs.
If you said we're banning guns, do you think the shootings would stop? No, of course not, because there's 500 million guns. There are no laws that'll prevent this, because the people that do it don't follow the law. So now what? So, he'd have to build more prisons, and, well, yeah, okay, that's not going anywhere, so.
But you felt safer in Asia, where no one has a gun.
It was, I knew nobody was going to shoot me. It doesn't mean they're going to kill me, but then I had to deal with my gun, because nobody had a gun. Only the police, which I didn't see any police, frankly, in all the stops we made. I don't remember seeing a police officer.
But there were cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there are cameras, and they're watching me. So, as long as you know it, don't do anything wrong.
Right.
But if you're there to make trouble in the places we were visiting, it won't work out for you very well. And you won't like what happens, and it won't be fair. But don't make trouble. Okay, anyway, that we talked about Oregonians letting 16-year-old vote. It was from the school shootings, and so we'll see how that would be interesting. And then Senator Bill Brady joined us last hour. Senator from Bloomington ran for governor, won like 100 counties and didn't win. I thought he was going to win that year. I think it was against Pat Quinn, wasn't it, in early 2000s? So Bill Brady was on talking budget and how we get there. More money for higher education. Front page of the News Gazette says, Colleen finds lots to like in budget plan. That's great, higher education. We need more of that. But nobody can really concretely tell me if we can pay for anything. So you got to raise taxes. And you got to legalize marijuana. And you got to legalize sports betting. Okay, I mean, if that's what you want to do, and I don't think it's a great direction to do all that, but we're just kind of desperate, I think, to do whatever we can do. All right, good news, workers. People are quitting at record levels. The job market's that hot. Corporate psychologist and Fortune 500 consultant, author of the new book, Future Proofed, Natalia Peart. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Dr. Natalia Peart, congratulations. Your family's so proud. It's awesome. So this is really hot, isn't it? I mean, people can get another job, right?
That's right. And so for workers today, there is nothing but good news in this, in this market. But what I really want to make sure that people understand is that while there is nothing but good news for us right now, we need to know how to take advantage of the opportunity today, but also know how to prepare for the inevitable dip that we will take at some point. We've been through cycles before. So really what we want to do is say, okay, great, wonderful market for me. I've got to now figure out how to be the boss of my career, meaning that you want to figure out what are your key skills, assets, talent, the things that no matter what you do really provides value for others.
Yeah.
Open yourself up. Now look for other opportunities based on all of those assets, not just based upon the one job title that you have, because now in a better market, people are now broadening the way they are looking and accepting others. It's in your favor. So now broaden your reach. And also, whether it's good times or bad, always see yourself as in the job market. Always see yourself as being willing to look around. What is available? Who should I talk to? So that you are always open to the next thing that, based upon your success goals, could take you to the direction you want to go.
This is also very, very smart. You are talking about, when you say future-proofed, you're talking about creating value. The goal should be your supervisor, your boss, the owner of the company ought to say, we can't live without fill in the blank.
That's exactly right. You have always, no matter where you are, you have got to be able to demonstrate your value. Not just here's my job, but why can't they live without you? And even if you are really happy where you are, that is fantastic. You should be thinking, I should negotiate not just for a higher salary, but negotiate for more opportunities, more experiences, more stretch goals to continue to make yourself valuable, not just for your current employer, but for any other future employer, and most importantly, for the direction that you are trying to go, your bigger vision.
Well, this makes incredible sense. I mean, congratulations. How's the book selling?
Oh, doing very well again. So it's just the kinds of conversations that we are having is exactly the kinds of conversations that people are looking for in this time of rapid change.
No, it's awesome. Listen, you really hit a nerve here, I think. It's the book is Future Proofed, How to Navigate Disruptive Change, Find Calm in Chaos, and Succeed in Work and Life. Dr. Natalia Peart, it's P-E-A-R-T. It's at Amazon. I'm looking at it right now. Hope you sell a gazillion books.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Nice meeting you, Dr. Natalia Peart. She's down in Houston, Texas. But, yeah, create value for yourself. Your whole thing should be, what are they going to do if I leave? Don't believe necessarily everything, and then you get over the top. But be that person willing to roll up the sleeves and do darn near anything every time. Because you want to be so indispensable that you create more value. Totally right. Everything's right. 8:15, sports headlines coming up.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in T-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
Get back every penny you earn this tax season with My TurboTax from Busey. The program guides you every step of the way with special help for first-time users. Plus, your information is imported directly from Busey eBank, making it easier than ever to file the most accurate data. Don't delay. Get started on your maximum refund today. Visit Busey.com, log into eBank, and click on My TurboTax. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Be like Diane Ducey, willing to do anything, work hard, go to 9 studios every morning, fill in the blanks, be indispensable. That's what you want to be. Here we go with sports headlines.
But I also make sure that in case I'm sick or something happens, that I've got a plan B ready to go for my employer, too. You know, you can't be indispensable.
Well, you got to be able to live if you don't come back, right?
Right.
So you go to, say, Cuba, you know. No, anyway, it's you're going to have backups for backup.
Right.
Because that we try and
I feel like that's a useful tool also to have a plan B ready.
Stack them high. You need to have ABC, really.
Exactly. Wisconsin over the Illini women's basketball team 75-67 yesterday. A few highlights. Allie Andrews had a season-high 5 three-pointers, and Brandy Beasley contributed 21. We have our Illini men against Penn State at 11 o'clock on Saturday. A few upsets yesterday. We had UNC, Nevada, number 8, beating number 1, Duke, 88-72. And boy, is this trending. Zion Williamson's blowout, 35 seconds in with this Nike shoe.
It's unbelievable. Has anybody ever seen this where the shoe breaks and the whole bottom falls out? He sprains his knee. So with 19 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first, 24 seconds left in the first half.
Yes.
The star player, the number 1 pick in the NBA draft coming up, is out of the game, and Duke gets blown out at home. So, I mean, it's like, so what? He left the game. That's why they got, well, that's true. Also shows how different Duke is without a rim protector and an offensive force and the number 1 pick coming up. By the way, it is February 21. There's another 6 weeks of basketball. Should Zion Williamson just stop playing? There's $10-20+ million waiting for you if you don't get hurt.
Huh.
Well, why do you play?
I see.
I don't know. Oh, because your team needs you. I need the $20 million.
Right.
Man.
Former President Barack Obama,
yeah.
Two rows from the floor, his shoe broke.
No, he read his lips. And he tweeted something out about it. And it seems like a nice kid.
This is a nightmare for Nike. And this story goes on to say, we just hate that this video is being replayed over and over again.
I predict the stock price goes down today.
Right.
I mean, this is a disaster PR-wise, because if you're shopping and it's a Nike, and then you see Adidas, and you're going, well, that thing breaks. That's so bad. It happened to be, if it was just like Maryland Rutgers, I mean, you know, this is Duke, North Carolina. His number one game in the country.
Right.
Ouch.
High 40 today, starting out with plenty of sunshine. 25 our low tonight. Up to 43 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and then more clouds and a low 33 and a slight chance of precipitation. Bring on the thunderstorm Saturday, but mild, high 51. 37, partly cloudy and windy on a Sunday. We're currently at 33. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute and be right back. Evan Brown from Miami also coming up yet today. We'll check your Fox Business Minute and return. It's ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner Show after 9. Tan Carpen, the bobblehead grand prize winner after 4 this afternoon from game day. Fantastic. Get a hang with the Flying Illini on Saturday. It's going to be a great prize. That's all coming up later. ESPN 93.5 at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, there's encouraging news on the job market this morning. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined last week. The drop, 23,000 to 216,000 in the week ending February 16th. However, a couple of other readings on the economy are disappointing. Durable goods orders or expensive manufactured things rose just 1.2% in December, weaker than expected. And the Philadelphia Federal Reserve is reporting a weak manufacturing index this month. Reuters is reporting the U.S. and China have made significant progress on an outline for a trade agreement. Investors will also be looking at mixed earnings news today. Dine Brands, the parent company of Applebee's and IHOP, reported an upbeat quarter. So did Norwegian Cruise Lines. However, Wall Street was expecting a stronger quarter from Domino's Pizza. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer. Each week, Fox's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, sits down with a panel of Fox News personalities and experts to bring you up-to-date information on potential 2020 presidential candidates.
I'm going to get me a beer.
The state of play.
Justice rings out for all.
And the possible path to victory.
Who's going to beat Donald Trump?
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer, wherever you get your podcasts, or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Exclamation point.
Ah, the month of love. And two men in a truck, they love helping you move.
And it's easy. Get your accurate moving estimate using your smartphone. Call, text, or email a move specialist. They'll walk you through the process. No need to have someone come to your house. Do it using your mobile phone. Accurate estimate. Take a panoramic picture. Accurate estimate. Less time getting a moving estimate. More time for eating chocolate hearts. Visit twomenchampagne.com for your accurate moving estimate.
8:22, the mayor of the city of Champaign, Deb Frank Finan. Don't you like having an election? Is that coming up?
It is. Yeah, April. I want everybody to remember to vote. I was just listening to a morning news show on the TV that was talking about how everybody's so focused on federal politics all the time now.
Yeah.
And they forget the most important thing are your school board elections and who's on your park board and city council. So April 2nd, it's a big day.
Yeah, okay. Well, so I think you're going to win. There's no scandal. There's nothing to talk about. You just are a woman that loves her work as a lawyer and mayor, and you've cut all the ribbons and seems to be doing a pretty good job here, folks. Mayor Deb Frank Finan. So I got distilled leaving downtown going Carla the Fields next year. Does this mean anything to downtown? I mean, downtown's hot, man. It is hot stuff. It is, I mean, Carla the Fields, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I haven't talked to anybody over there. I do know that the newspaper article reported that they're kind of building out their own space and they're going to have some event space out there. So maybe for them it's a, you know, owning versus renting or having better tailored space. But it seems a little odd to me. Excuse me. But, you know, the other thing it says to me is there's got to be a forecast for them that we are going to have a critical mass of employees out there for lunches.
Ooh, boy, that's right.
You know, and so the growth that's going to happen out in that area is going to be dramatic. I mean, And I'm Southwest Champaign, so that means for me, I'm going to have, you know, places to eat and hopefully a gas station and ice cream shop, which is what I talk about every time.
I think, you know, one of my Uber-esque ideas was, you know, you just push your button and somebody runs out wherever you are and takes your car. And then you don't ever have to park in your life again if you want to pay the money anyway. So I think they're still moving. I think somebody will fill it. But there's no question I'd be more attracted to Carla Fields because of the parking. It'd just be so easy.
Yeah, although, you know, they mentioned parking, and they're one of the few restaurants downtown that's, like, you know, attached to a parking
lot. Yeah, that's true. That's right.
We are true Midwesterners, though. I think we all, like, circle the block to look for the space that's right in front
of the store because,
oh, my gosh, you know, there's a little bit of snow on the ground, and I can't walk a block.
No, I know. I know that.
And, you know, I'm guilty of it, too, and I always laugh because, you know, when I lived in the city of Chicago, I walked for miles.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and much more tolerance for that. How's Champaign Central going?
You know, it is going. I had a band concert there last night, so I can tell you that construction is happening. You know, parking for parents was a little crazy, but they've got all of the buildings down kind of across the street that are going to be happening. I think they're trying to minimize impact on the school during the school year. There's going to be a lot of work over the summer at the school, and it, you know, it's a construction site. There's no doubt about it. Kudos to the neighbors surrounding that site.
Yeah,
it's going to be a long few years, and people are gonna, you know, park and block their driveway, and there's gonna be dust and, you know, ugly construction fences. But it is going to be amazing when it's done. And
your girls have to be grumbling about how it's going to be so nice after they're gone.
Well, yeah, so my younger is sixth grade. The prediction is that at least at some point in her high school career, she will get the new school. The 17-year-old thinks this is just crazy.
Right, no
that
kidding.
She's going to live through it, and her little sister's going to benefit from it.
No, it's going to be shiny new some point when she's in there. I don't know what's the new 2021? What's the number on the... The date that Champaign Center?
You know, I don't know. I think they're thinking at least 3 years of construction.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
You know, one of the things that is going to be really fun, I talked to the band directors, and, you know, they're talking about having lockers for kids to be able to put their instruments in.
Yeah,
right now,
nice.
The Central Band Program is amazing. It's, you know, 200-plus kids, and they're in a space that's like the size of my living room.
Wow.
I mean, maybe not that bad, but I mean,
it's small.
It is tiny.
What is that? John Curry, shout out there.
John
does a great job.
John and Jennifer.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so again, let's recap. You like being mayor?
I love being mayor.
Well, I think, again, I think in this, you know, I love the fact that you're not Republican, Democrat on the ballot. I don't know why Urbana doesn't do this, and I don't know why the county doesn't do it. I think it'd be way better. All politics is local, and I think you're right. It's vitally important because we can reach out and talk to you, and you can't, you know, generally necessarily talk to everybody in the state. So I love it. I think that you've done a very hands-on. You're very, I think, pleasant, and you get your stuff done, and you're smart. You're an attorney. So anyway, best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm trying to think of when we talk next month. We may know the election results when I talk to you.
Otherwise, I don't know anything, but I think you're pretty solid. I think you're doing great.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
And I'll talk to you in a month.
Thanks, Mayor Deb Frank-Finan, Mayor of Champaign.
Our third Thursday appearance. Thanks for being on.
I love the fact that, you know, there's no R or D. Can't we do that in the county?
Love that idea.
Does it matter who the treasurer is?
That's right.
Does it matter who the clerk is?
Just get the job done.
Get the job done. Why is it party politics? I mean, for those jobs that have certain things, got to get the vote out. You got to make sure the ballots are good, and you got volunteers and workers, election officials, all those other things. I think the county ought to go totally apolitical.
Right. For the community races.
Yep, just me.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
I like that idea.
Then what? You might actually vote for the wrong party. Ooh. I love that. No, just no ROD. Just a okay. name. Hmm? You'd have to do some work to learn about somebody. Whoa. Oh, okay. My bad. we're going to take our news here. Evan Brown chimes in, Fox News radio ace based in Miami. Always enjoy talking to Evan. I have basketball tickets for the Penn State 11 a.m. tip. If we don't get these in the next half, we'll do them in the morning. But tomorrow's Friday, so, yeah, I'll give you a little time. 8:29, news is next. Colbert.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jussie Smollett from the TV show Empire turns himself in Chicago on a felony disorderly conduct charge. He's accused of filing a false police report about being attacked by two men last month.
The Osandario brothers, once considered potential suspects, testify for 2.5 hours before a grand jury. Their attorney says they were paid in the alleged hoax, but the payment doesn't fit the narrative that we know. She says the brothers are speaking to investigators because they had a change of heart and determined that the truth needs to come out.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. A four-day summit on sexual abuse by clergy has started at the Vatican. Manila Archbishop Luis Antonio Tagle says,
"We humbly and sorrowfully admit that wounds have been inflicted by us, bishops, on the victims."
By not doing enough about accusations against priests, bishops from around the world are there, so are some sexual abuse victims. This is Fox News. Channel.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A reminder from state police to be careful on the roads, especially when you see police handling incidents. WCIA says they are reminding drivers to slow down, move over, and be careful. Police say already this year, 9 troopers have been hit while on the road handling problems. A Mahomet man has been criminally charged after police found 9 guns in his home during a court-authorized search. The News Gazette says Champaign County Street Crimes Task Force Sergeant Dave Griffith said officers got a search warrant for Nicholas Teton's home based on information that he was allegedly selling cannabis from his home, where there are also 6 children living. Besides the gun, police found 50 to 60 grams of cannabis in various forms. He was arraigned on charges of possession with intent to deliver cannabis and possession of a rifle with a shortened barrel. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Upper Duck. Getting the kids to bed ain't easy. So when Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois throws a pajama party for kids' sake, it'll bowl you over. March 8th, 9th, and 10th, your team can raise money for kids in need. Participating in bowling gets you a T-shirt, bowling costs, shoes, pizza, and beverages. Plus, there's lots of prizes to win. Supporting Big Brothers and Big Sisters mentoring organizations helps existing mentoring programs and creates new ones. For details on the pajama party and bowl for kids' sake, March 8th through the 10th at Old Orchard Lane in Savoy, visit bbbscil.org.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
Loving the sunshine. Today's high near 40. 25 our low tonight. 43 tomorrow, then more clouds. 20% chance of precip. 32 our low on Friday night. 90% chance of precipitation on Saturday's forecast, but mild with a high 51. Up to 37 Sunday with partly cloudy and windy conditions. We're currently at 33. ESPN 93.5.
I know Tane Karp broadcasts live from Illini Inn coming up next week. If you've not been to the Illini Inn, it's really nice, the new one.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street. At theIlliniInn.com or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. Well, looky here. Eben Brown live in Miami, Florida. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm fine. You're the closest guy I know to Venezuela. So what do we know?
I'm halfway there, I guess.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, yesterday here in Miami, the top military leader from Colombia, which borders Venezuela, came to Miami and visited with the commander of the United States Southern Command, which is based here in Miami, actually the town of Doral, which is next to Miami. And Colombia is an important American ally in South America because it's been a stabilizing force. Despite its own domestic issues regarding terrorism, it has still been a force for democracy and capitalism and a reliable military ally with regard to peacekeeping. Colombian troops have often fought alongside our troops or they've participated in humanitarian missions, either U.S.-led or U.N.-led. And with the crisis continuing to brew in Venezuela, the United States is staging hundreds of tons of aid for the Venezuelan people in Colombia, right on a border town called Cucuta. And the Colombians have been so generous to allow us to stage it there and to support our efforts in trying to get this aid across the border into Venezuela. Of course, Nicolas Maduro, the dictator who is embattled, is preventing its entry. But as tensions rise a bit more, Colombia is willing to stand with us. And hopefully that wouldn't mean coming to military arms, but at least to help us in our efforts to aid Venezuelan people who are obviously very much in need.
Aren't they flooding into Colombia?
Well, the people are trying to leave, and Colombia is trying to accommodate them as much as possible. Colombia has been a pretty good neighbor to Venezuelans. They're obviously not a good neighbor to Nicolas Maduro, who is diametrically opposed to their ways. So, but Colombia, I think, is trying to do the right thing. And yesterday, the meeting between General Navarro Jimenez came, is a welcome thing. It's part of regular discussions that go on between Colombian and U.S. military officials, but it was certainly a solidifying of that friendship and of that alliance.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch, but I know Venezuela is on the edge, on the precipice of something. I hope it ends peacefully.
I think we all do.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
You got it.
840. Kind of ironic, too, that we have all this socialism talk and we got a front row view of socialism. Oh, it's not like that. Uh-huh. It's a ruling class deciding what you do.
That's right.
That's what you want? You have no idea. 841.
This was your motivational moment.
Not sure a worse event could happen to a shoe company than in the number one game in college basketball. The actual shoe breaks up.
Yes. And I mean, quite a blowout, 33 seconds in.
The whole soul broke.
Right.
And Zion Williamson, the number one player in America, is out of the biggest game of the year.
Mild knee sprain now. He might sit out for a while, too. And number eight, Nevada, on top of number one, Duke, 88-72. A few upsets in college basketball yesterday. Georgetown over number 17, Villanova, 85-73. Syracuse over number 18, Louisville, 69-49. And Florida over number 13, LSU, 82-77. Number 10, Michigan State, beat Rutgers, 71-60. And Ohio State over Northwestern, 63-49. Our Illini in action against Penn State Saturday at 11. A winner of our bobblehead flying Illini contest comes your way with Dan Karp Show starting at 4 here on ESPN 93.5.
How'd you like to go on a trip? A trip to Mexico City. But don't worry, you don't need to pack your bags or head to the airport. You just need to take the short drive to Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. Don't miss their Mexico City
City Dinner, February 28th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy real Mexico City cuisine, a five-course tasting menu, ceviche and a grilled pineapple, dos tacos, sopes al pastor, dos mole with chicken and pork, tres leche and flan. Escape to Mexico City without leaving Champaign-Urbana. February 28th at Big Grove Tavern. Learn more at biggrovetavern.com.
Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word QUICK to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text QUICK to 246810. That's QUICK to 246810. QUICK to 246810.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. His name is Ted Harvey, Committee to Defend the President. Chairman Ted Harvey. Ted, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, good to have you on. So the emergency declaration may not be supported by Republicans in the Senate? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Really?
I highly doubt that. There will be some Republicans that don't support the president, and that's the way the Republican Party has been for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
As you've got your John McCain's, your Jeff Flakes, your Corkers who believe in open borders, and there's nothing you can do about that. But I think that the majority of Republicans out there believe that we should be defending our borders and defending the American people against drug smugglers and gang bangers and human traffickers. And I think they're going to rally behind the president and follow through on what he ran on and what the American people elected him on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've concluded that the whole thing is a cabal. And here's, I believe Jeff Sessions was a plant. I think they said, okay, Jeff, you go with the crazy guy because he's not going to win. And then he gets attorney general, recuses himself, and then you have this. I think there are so many Republicans in this deal because you throw up your arms, Ted, you go, this is crazy.
Well, if you look at what has been going on with the FBI and the Justice Department and the CIA during the campaign and after he got elected, it certainly looks as though there was a concerted effort among the deep state in the administration and in the highest areas of our intelligence community to try to bring down this president and to make sure that Hillary Clinton got elected. And part of that was to push forward an open border policy that, the globalists don't believe we should have borders anywhere in the world.
And I don't think it's unreasonable to say I'm all for immigrants. I come from an immigrant, but I'm just suggesting that it needs to be legal. And they just need to come here. And then if we have 400,000 people waiting to be processed, that's a Congress thing. We have to pass stuff, get 1,000 judges down there. But my goodness, it's just crazy to think you're all welcome. I don't get it.
You know, I believe we've had, the numbers are closer to 30 million illegal immigrants in this country. If that is not a state of emergency, I don't know what is. And the fact that the Republicans and the Democrats, both parties, have failed the American people to secure our borders and make sure that people are coming here legally and then participating in our society legally, then we have nobody to blame but ourselves.
Yep.
And that's why the American people rose up and elected Donald Trump, and that's why he's fulfilling his mandate.
Well, we'll see what happens. Ted, maybe we can chat again. Appreciate your time this morning.
I'd love to.
Thank you, Ted. Ted Harvey, he's What's the title of that thing again?
Political analyst?
Well, he's committed to defend the president.
Okay.
Because there are Republicans that probably aren't going to go with this declaration. I don't know. This is going to weave through the legal system, and then we'll see. And then we'll know a lot in 2020, too. With President Trump and 900 candidates for the Democrats, which I don't think it'll be 900, but it might be 24. 851.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. Alaska and Canada.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Gold, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because
I was.
No. Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do.
Yeah, and for the texter the other day that said, I don't talk Illinois women, I love Illinois women. I hope they all win all their games. It's just been tough.
Right.
2-14 now?
That's right, in the Big Ten. Yeah. 10-17 overall.
Well, we started out well. You can always say, well, who'd we play and all that. I mean, Brad Underwood said after the game the other night, said, listen, we could have 18 wins if we'd have done a cupcake schedule, but mm-hmm. we chose to have the number 2 schedule in the nation.
Right.
And he said, I wouldn't want to play Illinois right now if I'm other teams.
That's right.
So we have Penn State 11 a.m. early start on Saturday. We'll have our final pairs to give away tomorrow. If you want to go for free bobblehead drawing, that'll be later with Tay and Karp right after 4.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know who wins the grand prize of those that went into game day and Neil and Kirby and took a selfie with the Tay and Karp bobbleheads, and then we'll pick that grand prize winner. They get tickets to the game. They get the Lou Henson bobblehead, all the player bobbleheads. They get a meet and greet with the Flying Illini, who will be in attendance.
How exciting.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You say Kenny.
I say battle.
Kenny.
Battle.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Nick Anderson, Kendall Gill, Stephen Bardo, they're all going to be
Lowell in. Hamilton.
Lowell
Marcus
Hamilton.
Liberty.
Marcus Liberty.
Exactly.
Yeah, really cool. Anyway, that's on Saturday at the 11 a.m. tip. We'll have tickets to give away tomorrow. The Jeremy Warner Show, the blowout of the Zion Williamson Nike shoe.
I'm sure that will come up.
I would watch the stock price today. Watch out.
Nike executives.
I have never seen that.
Right.
I'm sure it's happened.
I mean, his foot was sticking out of the shoe.
That is so bad.
30 seconds into the game, it's not like it was like well worn.
Number one pick in the draft.
Wow.
Should Zion continue to play, or should he be on the shelf and save everything for the draft? Okay, mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or